Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Sam Dover. Opposition leader Peter Dutton says the coalition will support the newly changed Stage 3 tax cut plan announced by the federal government. The coalition has consistently condemned the government for breaking its election promise to leave the cuts unchanged. The Albanese government's changes will lower taxes for low and middle income Australians too. A move they say is in response to cost of living pressures. Mr. Dutton says they will support the Stage 3 tax cuts to also assist struggling families.
The coalition is not going to stand in the way of providing support to Australians who are doing it tough. The Prime Minister's made this change for his own political survival. We're supporting this change not to support the Prime Minister's lie, but to support those families who need help now.
Mr. Dutton also says the coalition will present its own policy to reduce taxes before the next federal election. And King Charles's planned visit to Australia this year has been cast into doubt following his cancer diagnosis. Buckingham Palace has revealed the King has begun regular treatments for cancer and will postpone public duties. The King and Queen Camilla were expected to tour Australia in late 2024. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has said he hopes the visit is still able to happen. Opposition leader Peter Dutton has urged men not to delay a visit to the doctor.
I'm sure all Australians would join me in saying that we wish every best wish to King Charles. There's a message that the palace wants to get out as well, and every Australian should hear that message, and that is particularly for men who are reluctant to go to the doctor, make sure you go and have a check-up because early detection is important. But we send every good wish to King Charles and to his family.
King Charles's cancer was discovered after he spent time in hospital for an unrelated benign prostate enlargement. Meanwhile, displaced Palestinians sheltering in Gaza's southern city of Rafah are unsure if there is anywhere else to go ahead of the coming Israeli ground offensive. The Israeli military has threatened a new assault on Hamas militants in Rafah near the Egyptian border, which Israel previously designated as a safe zone for civilians running away from the violence. This is happening as Gaza authorities say more than 27,000 Palestinians have been killed by Israel's offensive so far, and an estimated 1.7 million people have been displaced by the violence. One displaced woman sheltering in Rafah, Hanan Abu Gabal, says her family doesn't know what to do ahead of Israel's assault.
Of course we're afraid for our lives. We fled for our lives right in the middle of the battle. A rocket was thrown in the school and we barely made it out alive. Up until today, we have been exposed to shrapnel. We were forcefully displaced from Gaza. They followed us. We were forcefully displaced from Khan Yunis. They followed us. And now we've been forcefully displaced to Rafah. But where else are we meant to go?
And in football, Manchester City's homegrown hero, Phil Foden, took the spotlight in their Premier League win over Brentford. After trailing to an early goal from Brentford forward Neil Maupay, City hit back to win 3-1. A hat-trick from Foden moved the champions 2 points behind Liverpool at the top of the Premier League ladder with a game in hand. I'm Sam Dover. This has been SBS News in Easy English.